I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Wednesday, August 18th, 2010. Facebook holds a press event today. They're expected to unveil a geolocation service. Geolocation is the idea of using your smartphone to report where you are as you go through your day. A company called Foursquare is the leader of this movement. They're best known for letting you become the honorary mayor of a restaurant or cafe if you check in there enough. You get coupons, discounts. It's fun. Big tech companies like Facebook, however, are taking it very seriously. It's supposed to be the next big thing online, the tool you won't be able to live without. But how might you actually use geolocation? Tasso Roumeliotis is CEO of Location Labs. They provide geolocation data to companies that build applications. He says it can be used for three big things: socializing, safety, like knowing where your kids are, and shopping.
Real-time location is going to allow merchants, that may be coffee shops, it may be Best Buy, maybe Walmart, the ability to understand who their users are and to offer more kind of customized deals.
But are people really going to want to report where they are all day long?
I don't think we'll see everybody necessarily kind of posting their location and checking in. And the research that we've done, there's a big dichotomy in the United States where people who are single in their 20s or teens have no problem broadcasting their location and broadcasting other details about themselves. People who are married over the age of 30 want nothing to do with that. In fact, the opposite, they're willing to pay for services that block folks to be able to do that.
That's Tasso Roumeliotis. But this is about more than coupons or finding where your friends are. Baratunde Thurston is a comedian and web editor for The Onion, and he's made a sort of art project out of running for Foursquare mayor of the New York restaurant Delicatessen. He even held a rally.
This campaign is not about me, but my name is Baratunde Thurston, and I'm running for re-election as mayor of Delicatessen!
Yeah! He's having fun, but he thinks geolocation could grow into something more valuable.
So many aspects of our lives have a location element to them. Whether you're talking government services, commerce, and beyond drinking and eating, but I need a locksmith, I need a frame store, I need this or that. And we have a lot of explicit steps to combine, you know, the things that we're looking for with where they actually are. What Foursquare and these services have started to do is collapse those layers and make it a bit more seamless, add searchability, add tags to it, but we can go a lot further. So if I'm looking for an object, if I'm in need of police assistance or a post office or a farmer's market, it can be nice to sort of visualize those points of data on a map layer. And to be able to also kind of add filters so that you're not sharing, you share things with different sets of people. So parents who want to stay in touch with their kids' playgroup or churches and want to, you know where their members are shopping most. And with all kinds of opt-in and privacy protection, I just think there's a lot to be learned from making explicit some of the implicit behaviors and trends, both in our personal lives, but also in our sort of civic lives.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. The BlackBerry Torch has been on sale just 6 days, but already the price is being cut from $200 to $100 due to poor sales. So you can look at it as getting a BlackBerry at half off or as paying $100 for a phone no one else wants. New developments in the net neutrality debate. Four congressional Democrats have written a letter urging that the FCC be given the same authority over wireless communication as they have over broadband. And that's a position opposed by Google and Verizon. We have a new essay on the issue of net neutrality at our website. It's by Larry Downs from the Stanford Center for Internet and Society. Producer Larissa Anderson is here. Hello.
Hi, John. The hottest song on the internet right now is a very strange version of the song You Smile by Canadian teen heartthrob Justin Bieber. Here's Bieber's original standard pop version. And here's the slowed down version. That's 35 minutes long.
It's like a trippy science fiction movie score. I actually kind of like this a lot.
I listen to it and get that anxious feeling like when I'm in yoga and I'm supposed to be present and I can't be. Anyway, we should point out that Bieber was apparently not involved in this remix.
We have the song at our website along with an unendurable slowed down version of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at Future Tense APM. This is Future Tense. Namaste. I'm John Moe.